Long.
Hey, this is Brisha calling back with Roadside.
Yes, ma'am. I got the VIN number if you can find it through that. Was you?
No, you're fine. I located a different policy set for you, so we should be good to go. What is the year, make, and model of the vehicle as well as the color?
2016 Dodge Dart, and it's like a what color is it? Like a grayish purple look.
Okay. And what was going on with that vehicle and what service were you requesting?
The thing about it is that the tire came off. I don't know if the lug, I don't see, I'm here now because I left work and came out here. And he put the tire, he's at his job and it's in the parking lot. It's not able to be parked anywhere, but the tire is completely off. And he put the car in the, I don't know if it need lug nuts. I don't know if he said it's one lug nut on here. So it looks like I don't know. I can't tell whether something is broke off or what, but it doesn't have, the tire is not on.
What side of the vehicle is that? Is that the driver or the passenger, front or the rear?
It's the driver's side, the front.
Okay. Then what I would alert, we don't bring out lug nuts or anything. If he has spare lug nuts and a spare tire, we can put the spare on. Or if he wants to get towed somewhere where they can take a look at the vehicle, we can do that. But we don't bring out any equipment.
Okay, that's fine. I don't know really. Okay, I guess when I get here, I have to find out where to take it. Okay, that's fine. But it can't stay right here. So if anything changes, I'll give y'all a call back. But you need to know where we at.
I'll have to know where it is and where we're going before I can do dispatch.
Okay. You said it's one lug on here? Is one lug nut on here? Colby, you said it's one lug nut on here? Okay. And they said they can only take it to, they can't fix it. On thing, he said they can change it, put the spare on, but, and we can take it somewhere. And figure out, okay, what's this address? Because then I guess we could figure out what's going on with it. So I had called with Dad, but I don't know how this is going to work out. But I'm going to get the address, ma'am. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
986 High Street.
Now where we take, what's y'all address?
South Pear Orchard Road.
Okay, that's in Ridgeland?
Yes.
Okay. And I do have a couple of questions. Last time anyone was able to check the vehicle, it was still shifting gears, going into neutral just fine?
Yes, it was.
And no type of dragging or hanging pieces we would need to be aware of. Is that correct as well?
No.
Okay, and it has a standard front wheel drive?
Yes.
Alrighty.
But I don't know, they're going to have to, because it ain't the front, like I said, it's just the front left wheel is just completely off. It's off the ground. Oh, I don't know if that makes a difference.
That's fine. We should still be able to get to the vehicle. Give me just a second to get this finalized here.
Okay. Okay.
And is the vehicle right in front of the cookout at that location?
Yeah, it's turned in. It's when you turn in to go through, it's right here at the drive-in section.
When you go in,
it's not like in the street or nothing, but it's turned in when you go in, you're ready to go into come into cookout.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm going to go ahead and reach out to our nearest driver, and I'll get him out there at location. If you guys want the text alert with his name, the phone number, and the ETA, you'll get that as well as soon as I confirm the time with him. And then I'm assuming someone's going to be present there with the keys.
Yeah, someone's here.
Okay. Then let me reach out to our driver and get the ETA, and then I will give that to you via text. You have any other questions as well?
I don't. Thank you.
All right, you have a good one till then. Bye-bye.